The biggest flood of Syrian refugees provides gospel opportunities. North American mission agencies are heading south, and there's a special place for all of your junk. Details are next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. What began as a steady flow of Syrian refugees exploded into a tidal wave crashing down on the Turkish border. Baptist Global Response's Mark Kelly explains why.
Just over the past 3 days, at least 130,000 new refugees poured out of Syria into Turkey because of an Islamic State offensive there. And now in the past 24 hours, we've seen airstrikes beginning in northern Syria, and that's bound to increase the flood of refugees even more.
This single displacement is the largest in the 3.5-year-old Syrian conflict so far. Everything's in short supply. BGR, along with its partners, are standing in the gap.
The ability to share the good news of God's love is only magnified when you have people in crisis and you have the opportunity to bring to them food and water that they need, other kinds of supplies that are critical for them, especially as cold winter temperatures are just around the corner.
At our website, we've got links where you can help. Every bit helps. You can also pray. Next, a Ukrainian soldier is using his new faith in Christ to make a difference. Russian and Ukrainian soldiers face each other every day. As tensions increase with President Putin's threats, many are looking at their lives physically and especially spiritually. Russian Ministry's Wally Kulikov says that's why they're handing out scripture.
Hundreds and thousands of Ukrainian soldiers have received scriptures, either in the Ukrainian language or the Russian language.
One particular soldier came to Christ and was intrigued by the love your enemy message.
He shared with his captain. He said, "Listen, this piece of scripture has transformed my life. I have found Christ. I would like to get it to the Russian soldier."
The soldier smuggled Gospels of Luke to a stump, which was the Russian lookout point. He returned the next day.
Found cigarette butts, found places where they were resting, but the two Gospels of Luke were gone.
$50 provides scripture, food, and counseling for a whole family. You're listening to Mission Network News. Industry conferences usually have a boring feel. I mean, who wants to listen to lectures and talk about your job for hours on end? But the industry conference Missio Nexus puts on is transforming, and it kicks off tomorrow in the U.S. MNN's Katie Harth will be keeping us up to date from Georgia.
That's right, Ruth. Hundreds of ministries from the U.S. and Canada are on their way to the Missio Nexus Leadership Conference for a few days of panels, workshops, and networking. I had some time to catch up with Tom Lynn before we left. He's a Missio Nexus board member and the director of missions at InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
The leadership conference brings some of the most important topics to the North American missions community that are happening around the world. And this year, our focus will be on the movement of peoples.
It's also a chance for mission groups to collaborate and help each other reach the world for Christ. I'll be sharing more details and updates at our website. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Meanwhile, it's that time of year in the U.S. when nights get chillier and moms nationwide start planning the big Thanksgiving and Christmas feasts. It's also when Southern Baptists draw attention to the global hunger crisis. They're mobilizing churches to end hunger in the U.S. and overseas through partners like the International Mission Board and Baptist Global Response. All projects share God's love in word and deed, and the details you need are here at our website. And did you get the new iPhone, or are you planning to? What'd you do with your old phone? Don't just get rid of it or lose it in your junk drawer. Consider giving it to Compassion International. Why? Well, because the old phone you don't want anymore can change a child's life. Compassion isn't just fighting poverty. They're exemplifying the compassion of Jesus in communities that have lost hope. Be a part of that by giving a vehicle, gift cards, or whatever. You'll find the link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.